night, the drizzle was deadening some of the racket. And, of course, we were headed straight away from the city. The light inside the opened tower served as a navigational beacon. My paddlemen maybe didn't keep the best watch on the light. We drifted way offline and lost it altogether. Somebody hissed. Paddles stopped dipping. Even the murmur of the little ones stilled as mothers placed hands over their mouths or pulled lips to teats. I heard nothing. We waited. Sara rested her hand lightly upon my arm, sharing reassurance. Then I heard the clumsy paddling. Somebody was farther off course than we were. Only this raft was headed the other way. It was too early for that. The sounds grew louder. The other raft came abreast, so close that it seemed they had to see us despite the darkness and rain. A voice said something softly, just a few words edged with anger, in the language of Gaia's Lee. I had picked up maybe 20 words, none of which I recognized now. I didn't need to know words. I knew the voice. That was Mogaba. He hadn't been spotted leaving during the day. From the north and west Barbicans, it was possible to watch most of the lake surface, which meant that he'd been away at least since the previous night, which in turn would explain why there'd been no response to our capture of the Barbicans. What business could Mogaba possibly have over there? The Nar paddled on into darkness. We resumed our journey. I remained lost in thought till the raft ran aground and tossed me forward. Sara and I took up Toton and our burdens and marched ashore. The little guy was sleeping like his aunt's arms were a palace bed. In moments I discovered that my companions, although utterly ignorant of the Taglian language, expected me to be in charge on this side too. Uncle Doge's idea, no doubt, and, in effect, only till he arrived. Rudy, take charge of getting camp set. We had swung back into the general course of the fleet and had made landfall where others joined us in savoring the miracle of life outside Ejigori's walls. Hanging around in a rainstorm in the middle of the night didn't seem much of an improvement to me.
Let's go, people! We can't just stand here. Start putting up those shelters.
We had the tents the Nguyen Bao had carried on pilgrimage. We had blankets wrapped inside those same tents so they would stay dry. Somebody collect some brush and get some fires going. Maybe easier said than done in this weather. Babadou, take some men and set a perimeter. You, Joro? That your name, Sergeant? I was talking to one of the Taglian soldiers. Get patrols out. Come on, come on! We don't know that there aren't people over here who want to kill us. But it gets hard to care when you're cold and wet and tired. I was tired to the point of collapse, but I made myself an example. Sara followed